time to bring in Mike Causey. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Hey, we got a couple of things to talk about today.
Shoot.
Okay. You know, the problem with John Elway is he thinks he can find strong-arm quarterbacks like he used to be to play. And he's led the Broncos really to oblivion the past couple of years. And now they traded for Flacco from the Ravens after signing that other kid for big dollars, which they're going to lose $10 million on.
I don't think that's a bad move.
I think, I like Flacco. I think Flacco will work out there. But what I don't understand is, for someone with his talent at quarterback, okay, how he screwed up the quarterback position there the past couple of years.
I don't really think he screwed it up. I think they screwed it up for him. They tried to make him a quarterback that he's not. He's not a moving, running quarterback. He's a pocket passer. And they built a moving offense.
And
so
he does have
it was like putting a four-cylinder car in an Indy car.
He does have a gun for an arm, and he is tough as nails.
Yeah, I think it's a good move. When I first saw that yesterday, I'm like, wow, the Broncos made a nice deal for themselves here. Certain quarterbacks can't play in a certain system. And the system that the Ravens were putting in, Flacco couldn't do it. So I think it's a good move for him because the Denver Broncos play a more traditional offense with a running game and a pocket passing game, and I think he'll fit in real good there. I don't know what the cast of characters they have around him, but a situation where he can succeed and fail.
All right. Story number two. Now, this amazes me. This amazes me. When you go to a restaurant, Mike, someone serves you, and they serve you normally and okay, you tip them, right? You tip them anywhere between 15, 20%, whatever it is, right?
Yep.
Okay. When you're in a cab, and as long as the cab driver hasn't been a jerk and stuff like that, when you get out, you give them 15 to 20%, right?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, but you do. Yeah, you do. It's just the right thing to do if they perform their service okay. But now listen to this, and you'll love this because you hate this sport. In golf, Matt Kuchar is known as one of the nice guys, okay, in sports. He's known as one of the nice guys. He won a tournament in November where he won $1.2 million. His regular caddy wasn't there, so a guy filled in, did admirably, okay? David Ortiz was a stand-in. He gave him $5,000.
And he won $1.2
million? $1.2
million. I don't know what the standard is for paying a caddy. I mean, you tip 10 or 20% at a restaurant on basic bills that, you know, up to maybe $100. But if you run up a $500 bill in a restaurant and, you know, a lot of it was for wine or something, you're not going to give the guy $100 for opening up a bottle of wine. $1.2 million, if it's standard operating procedure for a caddy to get 10% of whatever the guy gets, like in the horse racing world when a jockey wins or stuff like that, then he's supposed to get 10%. I don't know that much about golf. I don't know if they're supposed to get 10%, but I don't think 20% out of $1.2 million would be something that a caddy should get. Maybe 10% of $1.2 million? Maybe? I don't know. So you might know more than that about that than I do.
Well, here's what happened. After the whole thing surfaced, Kuchar went back to the caddy and offered to give him another $15,000.
Mm-hmm.
The caddy basically said, shove it, keep your money. I just, you know, when you're short a caddy, if I'm the last caddy that's there, guess what? you're carrying your own clubs.
$5,000 a day for carrying some golf clubs is not a bad payday.
Well, they're
my
more,
opinion.
Caddies do more than carry the golf clubs. They know the course extensively because that's their job. And it's a lot more than just carrying clubs. It really is. If you're a good caddy and somebody has and you're out there, you know the courses, and that's as important as anything else. So, but anyways, Kuchar will obviously not make that mistake again.
Well, you could tell him I'll carry his clubs for $5,000 a day.
You wouldn't make it one day on the PGA Tour because you don't know the game. Kuchar would look at you and
What's there to know? You put the ball on the ground and you hit it.
Kuchar would look at you and say, give me a 7-iron.
Oh, I know what a 7-iron is. It says 7 on it.
Hopefully.
It ain't. It's not. Golf's not rocket science.
Hopefully.
The ball's on the ground. You hit it from point A to point B.
Okay. All right.
We'll it's not moving.
All right.
There's no people yelling at you. It's a pretty simple game.
It's not that simple. It's but anyways. So where else do we want to go now in sports?
I don't know. You said you had a bunch of them. That was only two.
Okay. I love these. And in this season where there's nothing to talk about in sports, the big breaking news yesterday from an NFL insider was that the Giants are going to draft a quarterback, and Odell Beckham was going to be traded. That ship has sailed to trade him right now because the Giants would have to pay too much money to a team that took him now.
Well, the problem is he's untradeable now.
Well, he's also not he hasn't had as good a season. You're right, but the Giants would have to eat almost $20 million right off the bat, and they're not going to do that. So they're going to hope he has a better season and probably try it down the line, but they can't do it right now.
He's not his trade value, no matter what he does, is going to be very, very low because they know that if he does, he can have a Jerry Rice-like season this year, but he's still Odell Beckham. He's still a wackadoo. He's not going to get that much in the market no matter what he does because they know he's going to revert back to his old self. So that ship has sailed, but the Giants definitely need to get a quarterback. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how they're going to do it, what they're going to do to get one, but they need a quarterback. As long as Eli Manning's playing, they're not going anyplace. Now, they'll just tread water, but they're to be a contender.
Is the kid that was drafted high by Denver, is he a good quarterback or no?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I see. I don't even know who he is.
Either do I. I say you don't know. So how about this Milwaukee Brewers? The Brewers announced pre-sale tickets for their 10 home dates against the Cubs, and tickets will only be made available to residents of Wisconsin at first because they're tired of Cub fans outnumbering Brewers fans at the game.
See, I don't agree with that. They do that in a lot of baseball venues where they don't want the opposition to be there. The tickets are sale for anybody who wants them. If your fans don't support your team, that's your problem. It's not the people's problem. If somebody's willing to get in a car or get on a plane and travel to watch their team play, they should have the opportunity to do it. They shouldn't be restricted from buying tickets.
I don't think any team that took any public money to build any stadiums should be able to do that.
To do what?
To limit people who come to the station, try to limit.
I don't care if they built it with their own money. I don't care if the catcher paid to put in 20 seats. It should be open to the general public. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be closed to anybody.
I think you're right. I think you're right. All right. Anything else, or that's about it, really?
Doug Fister retired. Decent pitcher. Played for a couple of teams. Played for the Red Sox, the Astros, the Tigers. At 35, he said he's had enough. No injuries or anything like that. Didn't have a great season last year. He's 1-7. Said he had a couple of offers this year, but decided to stay home with his family. So I think it was kind of a combination of both, if you read between the lines. At 1-7, he was probably only going to get a minor league deal to come in and prove himself. But, you know, he had a good career. I think he's an above 500 pitcher, and in today's world, that makes you a star. So Doug Fister is out of the game.
And he probably put some money away.
When you're making that kind of coin, how could you not?
Oh, lots of them don't.
Well,
you know
he
that.
Made $4 million last year for a one-year deal, which was probably the low end of his contracts, I would say, over the last 6 or 7 years. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, I think you're right.
That's a lot of money. If you live a normal lifestyle, and you play in Major League Baseball, and you're a better-than-average player, you should be set for life, and your kids should be set for life, because that's big money.
All right.
But some of them are stupid. Some of them, they throw caution to the wind, and They throw $100 bills out the window as they're driving down the freeway. But there's not a lot of those in baseball. Maybe in some other sports, but in baseball, there's not too many people like that.
All right. Hey, I'll check with you tomorrow. Racing tomorrow?
Yeah, there's races. I got to find out where the big ones are this week, and I haven't had a chance to. I've been kind of busy this week, but I'll do my homework today, and we'll be ready to roll tomorrow.
All right, Mike. Have a good day.
You too, guys.
Mike Causey with a check on sports here on Robin Hood Radio. And, of course, you can catch him online, robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand.